In the sugi about the nemonis of Eved Isha v'katan, yesterday we went barichos into the nemonis of Eved Isha v'katan on a whole list of inyonim, not only b'dikas chametz, and we saw that avada isha al kaponim is yet nemon on certain doyrises, v'safrola by nida, and who had in shchita, kashrus, tevel. So why b'dikas chametz does the Gemara have to make a knech and say, since b'dikas chametz is only in the Rabbanon because midai rice it's enough bittul, that's why Eved Isha v'katan is neman. What? An Isha wouldn't be neman if b'dika would be doi raisa? Lu yitzuyer, there would be a case of a doi raisa. If you didn't do bittul, a kasha for maisa, you didn't do bittul, and there's an issue of doing b'dika on a doi raisa level, you wouldn't believe in Eved Isha v'katan? By Isha akopan, and we sell what happened to the regular din of Erechadem of Yisurin, and we talked about it. But specifically, Gabi b'dikas chametz, there seems to be a steer in Rashi. The Rishash stells on the Stira, other Achrayim also. When the Sugya talks about an Isha being Neman on Bedika, what is she telling us? That she did the Bedika? Or that she's saying, we assure you that the Baal HaBayis, the man, did the Bedika? In Rashi Klar, it's a Stira. Earlier Rashi says, Mishum deka amri hani anu ra'inu shebatkai. Hani, the Eved Isha, the Katan, is being made. We saw the man do the Bedika. But a few lines later, Rashi says, that Amri Hani Anachnu Batkinu. So obviously, what's the knage? If you know the structure of the sugya, in the shlav of the sugya, when we were assuming it's Mistama Baduk, so they can say, we saw him do the Bedika. But at the next Rashi, the Gemara made an Ukimta. The Ukimta was that we know Bevada, he didn't do a Bedika. He was Reinu Tarud, tired. He wasn't there. Yotza Mevoid Yoin, he left. We saw that he wasn't there. The Gemara's lashon is it was becheskes not bothered. Why was it becheskes not bothered? Because we saw him leave. So then, what's their story going to be? You know, if the Eved Isha v'katan comes and tells us that he did the bedika, we have a problem. We know that they're lying. So then, obviously, then the case is that they're saying we did the bedika. Now, Tosis brings a svara.
Why does the Gemara lashon?
Yeah, it's just what the stereo, yeah, not a stereo crisis, dramatic stereo, just what the story of the issue was. Now, to get to the point, the Yerushalmi quoted in Tosfos that Noshim Atzlanius. Yesterday we discussed what does it mean, Atzlanius. Akoponim, they're not going to do a thorough bedika. Atzlanius is a svara why they shouldn't be believed that he did a bedika, or Atzlanius is only a svara that we shouldn't believe them that they did a bedika. If an Isha goes and tells us that she saw the man do the bedika, you know, even Eved V'katan, no, let's talk about Eved V'katan. The Eved, and you know what? If you want to make a chart, what's the din if an Isha says that she saw a man do a bedika? What's the din if a man says, I saw the Isha do the bedika? Eved says, I saw the Baal do the bedika. The Baal says, my Eved did the bedika. A Katan says, I saw a Gadol do the bedika. Or a Gadol says, I saw the Katan do the bedika. Now, the case when the Gadol ben Chayrin man says, I saw an Eved Isha come to the Bedika, what does that mean? I went along with the Mamash at every Chayrin of his Zedokin, so that's his Gitan. It means I saw that they went and did the Bedika, but I didn't follow up on the thoroughness of whether Atzlani is saying. So you have to separately ask yourself, are they Neman on these things? Now, the Gemara was before though, and again I'll knage it, if Bedika would be a Doi Raisa, if Bedika would be a Doi Raisa, then Mitaka wouldn't believe Kipshutai Eved Isha V'katan. Again, Rabbeinu David says that maybe Isha we would believe, the Gemara's focus is only on Katan. But assuming that, we would not believe Eved Isha V'katan on a Bedika B'Doi Raisa. Since it's only the Rabbanon, then we do believe them even though Atzlanius.
Yeah, they said yesterday that it was a Svara, they included themselves.
Oh, so there's a svara that we said yesterday that maybe the reason they're going to be believed that to say that someone else did it is based on the fact that they can do it themselves. But if they can't do it themselves, why should they be able to be believed? So I saw in the Chasam Sofer, Ad Kedei Kaf, getting down to the resolutions of this, he says that a katan that says he did a bedika, but you know that there was chametz on a high shelf, so he wouldn't have been able to do it. If he said he did a bedika, it can't be. Someone asked me, what about a ladder? Good kasha. But the Chasam Sofer says that. But after that, he says, the Katan shouldn't be believed that the Gadol did it. Because since the Katan can't do it, he shouldn't be able to believe to say that the Gadol did it. If the Nemonis is based on that. But the Emes is, let's go even a step further. What? Is he only not believed for the high shelf? I hear he should be believed. I mean, is it all or nothing? Nice Shiloh. Now, more than that, what was the Knech? One second. I have to find the Knech. The Knech got lost. 1 second. Oh, Tosis in the top of the Amid mentioned the case when we actually assumed it was Baduk. Then the Eben Ish HaKatan comes with a story and says, you think it was? Why do you think it was? Because of Stamazai Cheskasi Baduk? Red Zechaim, it wasn't. But don't worry, we did. And why do they believe then? What does Tosis say?
Migu.
And what's the name? So 2 days ago we asked, if the issue is Atzlonius, and it's not a question that you don't trust her, it's a question that they're not capable of thoroughly doing it, what does it help Amigu? We cannot blight Shver. Ulai, we said, it means, she said, I put the 10 pieces in, because we assumed it was Badik, so what does it mean that she suddenly says it wasn't? She said, I put the 10 pieces out, and then I got the 10. Don't worry, I found all 10. Maybe that up upon him, she would be believed. A Nakuda to think about. Another Nakuda though, and I'm not going back to all the rest of Kala Torah Kula, Tchumin, Tevilas Kelim, Shchita, V'chule. I'm sticking to Bedikas Chametz, but I want to shtel on a Nakuda. The Lashon of the Braisa quoted, of the memory of Rav Nachman Yitzchak on Amar Alfredi, Hakol Ne'amonim Al Bir Chametz, Echad Noshim, Avodim, Afilu Ketanim. No, actually it says Afilu on all three. Yeah, it says Afilu on, I got excited about that because yesterday we declared a Shaila. What if a guy, Avada Lechatchila, should do the Bedikah himself? He shouldn't do Bedikah, the Eved, Yishiv, Akotam. It's the Eved, you trust them, but Lechatchila should be a man. We said the Rebbe Yashiv and the Dirishu brings, a woman that lives alone preferably should get a man to do the Bedikah. So we declared, if you can't, and now your choice, Breirat Mechdal is between Eved, Ishu, or Katan, which Becholifin would have Kadima? We left it as a hanging question yesterday. But here the lashon of the Gemara is beer chametz, and I have a serious question. They say beer, it means bediku beer. What about beer chametz? I'll tell you the story. Chol Moed, you found chametz. A gluska yofe. How did it get there? Akasha v'maisa, you did the best you could. What are you supposed to do with it? It's Chol Moed? Not yomt if you cover with a cleat. What are you supposed to do Chol Moed? Can you tell an eved or an isha or a katan to burn it? Will you trust them? And I want to make this dramatic. It's a gluska that you weren't mevatel. It became chametz on Pesach, you can tell. Don't say, oh, it's only a derabanan because I already did bittel. I'm dealing with a doraisa. Careful before you answer.
Why do you need nemanis forever? He asked him to do it.
I asked him to do it and he comes back. Yes, boss, I did it. How do you know? You can trust him. We're dealing, and don't tell me derabanan. It's a deraisa. There's a deraisa. Hatol chametz. Is it possible you will believe? Or Eved, Isha, or even Katan for beer chametz. Someone told me a story. They found the kids, so they tell the 10-year-old kids, go do the beer chametz. Call my, you can trust them. Why is it like Shchita Nikra? Is it Biyadoi? I don't know. One second.
Certainly Biyadoi. You give him the thing to burn.
By Bedika, why didn't we believe them? Atzlonius. Tircha, Atzlonius. Does that apply by beer?
No.
No, it's a lot of fun, the beer. Yeah, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. It doesn't need. It doesn't. You know how many of these places you find that you see that it's chalamoid, it's not even, no one did beer, it's still,
no. But
I mean, it's not edible because of whatever. I don't know.
No one unsuccessfully tries to do beer.
But it's not, yeah, you have to really do the beer.
It's nothing to do with beer, it's nothing to do with shit. He trust the Eben. If he told him to go to buy cigarettes, he's only bought it for you. Nothing to do with beer.
So then what was the Gemara quoting? I call them Anamal Beer Chametz. That's Mamash. That's not the topic. The topic is Bedikas. That's all you say, Bedikas, beer. But no, it's a big difference. On beer, and I added, Odoi Raisa, hands down, you believe them. The Shah is only under Rabbanan. Okay. Zok the Gemara Viter. We're moving Viter. The Gemara says, Ibay Elohu. Hamasker Bayis Lechaveiroi Bechezkas Boduk Umitsoi She'enoi Boduk Mahu Mihava Kemekach Tos Hoshen Mishpat Oiloi Toshma, the Omer Abaya, The soicher is about happy, willing to do the bedika with his own guf. That it's not going to do it himself. It's going to cost money. He's happy to pay the money. Like this. Taisa says, Hamaskar ba'is l'chaveri b'cheska shubadik nira l'rashbo. The b'shloisha osar airi, the b'arba osar ala maskar lived like there's a big tumult. There's a little Taisa here. It's a big tumult. What does he mean? When did this event take place? When did the soicher enter this apartment, house, bias, and shock of his life find out that it's not bodik? The Rashba says it was on the 13th. He saw the Taisa.
Right,
has to be before the 14th? Why can't it be on the 14th? I'm going on the Taisa. One second. When did the story happen? The Lashon of the... It could be he rented it on Chol HaMoed. It could also be, yeah. You come and rental on Chol HaMoed. Okay, for the first days, you buy the Shver. You come in Chol HaMoed, wherever you're going, and now you come in, and they told you Cheskes Badek, and you come in, it's Chol HaMoed. Also an option. But again, I want to start again. Nira l'Rashba... That it's b'shloisha asar ayri. The ibar ba'asar ala maskar livdik. What does Taisus mean? There's a big tumult what Taisus means. Some want to say like this. The lashon of the Gemara is hamaskar ba'is l'chaveri b'cheskas badik. Why was it b'cheskas badik? Rabbi said b'cheskas badik could have a few different translations. B'cheskas badik could mean the maskar told you it's going to be badik. And by the way, splintered under that the maskar told you it could be badik, could be anything between he mamish's contract, Tanai Kuffel signed and promised you in seven different ways, or in a lot of levels in between, all the way till in passing, you know, he casually mentioned, you know, it's gonna be fine. But there's another option. Becheskas Baduk means if it's on your dalit, the words Becheskas Baduk mean you rented it on your dalit and you assumed it's Becheskas Baduk because there was a previous sugya that said that Hamaskabai's Khaveri is in Becheskas Baduk and the maskana was. It depends. Bedikas Chametz was what time? In the Blumenkrantz book, 7:15. And the cloud was, the key of the sugi was, if it was Mesiris Mefteichais, whatever Mesiris Mefteichais means, Kinyan, key, both, either, neither. If the Mesiris Mefteichais already happened, by Yudal the Masker has to do with the Bedika, and therefore you assume he did, Hakol Chaveir made for Bedika, but Pashtas he did, and that's what the Cheskas Bada can mean. There are those that say that Tois is quoting the Rashba learns, that the reason the Rashba sets in the sugya that it's Yud Gimel is because he named on that the words Becheskas Baduk means that the Masker told you, Becheskas that he told you it was going to be. He promised, he told you, he made it tonight, he was very clear about it, he was casually clear about it, but he brought out that point. And the Rashba was bothered, if it's on your Dalit, you don't need that. If it's on your Dalit, it's anyways assumed. Makshim Ha'ilam. So maybe that is what the Gemara means. Maybe that is what the Gemara means. I'm going to soon say 6.5 minutes. One sec, but five. But
it's also better hemshich because that's what Cheskas Baduk meant.
Yeah. Well, who says it has to be hemshich? I have two dots here, but I mean something bad. I won't say yeah. But again, you could say that Faker Cheskas Baduk Gufa means it's your dalid, and it was because you assumed so. He didn't promise you nothing that Hagufa. Meaning the sugya will be the same. The question is, does Becheskas Baduk mean because you assumed so because it was your dalid? Or no, it's because he told you so, promised you, mamish was masking with you. But comes the chedush shem, and be'emes there's makaris to this in Rishayim also, that there's a big issue. You know, because the Gemara says it's not a mekach tois. I want to talk about mekach tois. Mekach tois has a full spectrum. From the option of that the guy, Pasha, wants all his money back, assuming he already paid, and he wants to go to the other hotel, the other house. He found it, or as Rashi says, he probably just found a better deal. Where is it? Shapira Mine. Ashkech Beisach Riti to Shapira Mine. What does Shapira Mine mean? Nicer, cheaper, better view of the what you see, and whatever the chule. But now, the Gemara goes to an extreme. What?
That
no, that's not Shapir. No. Pump Faker. That's the whole point of the Rashi. That he's lying? No. He's faking about the Baduk. He's bluffing you. It was a different reason of Shapir. And for that, I made a long list. Everything but Baduk. Now, The Gemara goes through an extreme of whether it's mekach tayus, you mamash want your money back. Totally, if you don't, you want to go to a different house. There's also another issue that's brought down in the Ramah, and the Pesach, and I'm going to try to get to it, that there's an issue that maybe you could at least get refunded. Loi mi boi, if the bedikah costs money, you want to minus that off the rental. And even if bedikah is with gufei, you're going to charge him. Now, how much you're going to charge him? Tell him how much you charge on a regular basis, yeah? Maybe you could do that also. I don't know. Comes the Achronim and they say like this, it's possible that the reason that you want to get involved is this sugya you're talking about on your dalit, where you just assumed it was bothered by the maskir, as opposed to your gimel, where the sugya only starts if the maskir zogged it zu. It's not just technical what's the lashon of becheskes bothered. The halacha might be different. There's a makom to say that maybe then it is a mekach toyes, or at uponim then, maybe at least you have to put up the money, but you can get it back. The emes is the Chedusha An Shashem brings from the Megala Mukis, Reb Nosson Shapiro. I don't have it in my Gemara. We need an old Gemara. I don't know what happens Gemara. The issue might be that in cases when the masker is chayiv, maybe the soicher says, I want to get my money back. Totally, or I'll upon him refunded on the amount the bedikah costed me. I'm losing the flow. Again. The shaila is where the Gemara gives hands down, this is total not a mekachtos. Everyone's happy to do a bedikah with his guf, even to spend money. And like most Rishayim, to spend money and not ask for the refund. It's possible that that's not true in all the cases. In some cases, if he already zogged and sued, it could be that the guy could be upset, and upset could be all the way to the end of the spectrum of totally backing out on the mekach, or upon him getting refunded on the bedikah. And I'll go even further into it. If it was on your dalit, who was supposed to do the bedikah? Who was supposed to do the bedikah? The maskir. Now, if the maskir was supposed to do the bedikah and the maskir didn't, who says the soicher bechlal has to do it? What did we see in the sugi before? The soicher has to do it. Why? It's not his chiv. So we explained that no, the Makor Chaim says it's always a chiv on both. It's a question just who has kedima. But if the maskir is not going to do it, the soicher has to do it. In the Ran, in the Chedush Ran, state the under revert. He says, Lamaisa, the guy showed up. Let it be that he showed up even in Chol HaMoed. He sees chametz. Forget about who had the chiv bedikah. You got to get rid of the chametz. It's going to be a hassle and it's going to cost money to go do that. Because if you see chametz in front of you, you walk in and it's all over the shelf. You got to also check in the chayor and the stock. And probably this guy didn't do darb at all. Kum techois, even on that, there's a din of nichalei le'inish le'mebed mitzvah b'mamoinai. Maybe the seichel should say, this is not even my mitzvah. Bishlam, if it was Yud Gimel, listen carefully. And it really was my mitzvah. No, you promised me you're going to take care of it. So I'm upset that you didn't. And I'm talk upset that you didn't. But bottom line, I'm doing what really technically was supposed to be my mitzvah. But if it's on your dalit, it's talk not my mitzvah. I'm even happy about that. I'll give you a mushal nifla. A guy finds chametz in a rental on Pesach. Chametz of a goy. And that also, what are you supposed to do if you find chametz of a goy on Pesach, and it's Chol HaMoed, and it's still a few days left to Pesach? It's not enough to cover it with a kli and then burn it afterwards, because you're not going to do that. What are you going to do? You make a mechitza. Let's say that costs money. If it costs money to do the mechitza, that also you can't ask for the money back? On that also you say, nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah v'memoyne? Maybe not. What? Mechitza means ten tefachim. I mean, you could use lovet probably, and see through. Some people say no. They don't. Shem yavilach. We'll talk about that when we get to mechitza. But it needs to be a mechitza asara. And let's say that costs you money. I don't know if you say nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah v'memoyne on that. That's not the mitzvah. That's a technical thing, and I'm upset about it. The same way if you come into the rent, you're upset because there's some paint peeling, there's some this, whatever. Everyone come, not the total mekach toys, but you want to come for a complaint on something. So you come for a complaint on something. I don't know if when the soicher has to do it, if that's not going to be also called a mekach toys. Now there's another issue. If it's Yud Gimel, What does it help? What is the masker saying? When he's going to take care of the bedikah? When is he going to take care of the bedikah? You're renting it on your gimel. You're renting it on your base. And the masker promises, thank you for the horror. He's coming. He took care of it. When did he take care of it?
Before he rented it.
So l'chari, that's a pella. You have to do bedikah on Leil Yudalit anyways. I have a tzad. Thank you for the question. But I have a tzad. The masker promised him that he'll come on Leil Yudalit and take care of the bedikah. And now he's not. And I saw in the Sfasem, it's an interesting shiloh. Hamasker bayis b'yudalit in the morning. And he assumed the masker did it, but the masker told him, I'll take care of it. The masker comes now on yudalit in the morning with his crew of boykin. And the soicher says, you know what? Now I have a mekach toys. I'm busy over here making my charoises. I'm holding, Bedika was, yes, I'm holding now by... Chiroises, living with I don't know what I'm preparing. This thing's going on over here. That's my mekach tois. Maybe that is a mekach tois. Maybe that is a mekach tois. But that's a different thing. But that's already stamas. I take my mekach tois. I don't want people coming through my things over here. You know what? Even more than that, I saw a guy rented a hotel, sublet. He's renting it out to other people. Yeah, but he rented out 500 rooms. They told him it's going to be taken care of. He came a week before, and they told him it's going to be besaved. But maybe there's limits to that. How far do you take it? How far do you take it? Okay. Again, retake on the sugi. The shot is like this. Again, the Gemara declared Hamaskabais the Khaveri Becheskas Vodik. We went back and forth. Are we talking about on Yudalid where you assumed it was Vodik? Or is it Yud Gimel? Because he promised you it was Badik, or we had a connection now that he told you he was going to do Badika. And the Gemara says that it's not a Mekach Tois on any account. Loi mi boy, if Badika is Mitzias with your goof to be Matriach, the Soicher is happy to be Matriach. Sayon Yud Gimel, Sayon Yud Aleph. And of the two, even if it costs money, you're willing to pay the money. But then it's Nechlekwa Paiskin, yeah, you're willing to put down the money, but you get the money back. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Machlekes about it. And Adke de Kach, he says, it's interesting, did he pay the full rental? Let's say, if you want to use numbers, let's say the rental is $2,000, $10,000, depends how many units. Okay, in $2,000, the bedika costs $150. So you want a refund of, you only want to pay $1,850. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hamayitzim Chareel of Haraya. Yeah, but L'chayr, it depends. It depends, did he already pay the full $2,000 and he wants to get the money? I mean, L'chayr, it depends if he paid already. He paid already. The Maitzim Chavriel turns the other way. It doesn't matnish that. Now, there's a few nekudas done with the Paiskim. I want to speak out one at a time. The Magen Avraham tells on something. How could the Gemara ever bring it sad? Then it's an union of Mekach Toyes. Mekach Toyes, that it's a total bitl Mekach, is only when there's a chesaron in the guf ha-Mekach. But if it's only a small detail, then not. And he asks, so here, it's only a small detail. Why is it a small detail? The house is not bothered. The Makor Chayim argues, the Nesivis, he argues in the Magen Avraham. He says, no, if the Bais is not bothered, that's a chesaron b'guf ha-mekach, didn't it? He brings ksas kasha. This is the one that's cotton time. We're going to do one at a time. Ksas kasha. The b'chashi mishmer reish lama beis. It's paskas that a mum that's not b'guf ha-mekach, maybe you can knock it like the domin, but the mekach is kain. So why does the Gemara here have to say nichalei b'mitzvah halei b'chol davar din kain? So he gives kenachis. The Makor Chaim says, no, this is bitl mekach. This is the house that's not bodek. That's serious business. Now there's another issue that they ask. Lemaisa, the Gemara says, quote, nichalei le'inish l'kiyutzi l'kiyumi mitzvah b'moineh. You know, we can talk about this as a general shaila. What's the fine line between being a nice guy and a friar? How do you translate that? Not a frummer, yeah? Taken advantage of. No, it's a serious question. The Gemara says, the soicher, maybe the soicher should just pay him $5,000 instead of $2,000 for the rental. Like, where's the money? And you know what? More than that. The soicher says not. What do you mean the Gemara saying nichalei? The soicher says, no, I'm not happy. So Rashi says, no, you're stam as a bluffing. You want dira shapira mine. Okay, so you know what? I want dira shapira mine. Hang on, I'm not. You told me it's going to be badik. Chotcher was gedalit. I assumed it was going to be badik. You're coming out that you want me to pay the full price, not even get a refund, and you're telling me because I found Shapira Minei. You know what? You can be for a person that I found Shapira Minei. I'm out of here. Where's the line about this?
That's where he told him it's not.
That's why I said, I said there's a whole bunch of spectrums from when it was a tonight kufel written down and signed, and I said there's a lot of in between, this still casually written. Yeah, 100%. I went all the way, till casually hinted, and then to Yudalit. And you can clear about the full gamut of it. But I want to talk about a few things as a topic of Nichlen Shemitz Moini. The Erev Tazach is Rabbi Chveger, Gilin Ashas, is Mitzayin, Toisvis on the Yud. There's a Sugya on the Yud, Bezer Hashem, is Yatishma. We're going to get there as soon as we can. The Gemara declares a Shaila, but Kikar Bepi Nochash. Interesting story. The Nochash has a Kikar in the Nochash's mouth. And supposedly, I'm not sure if there's a topic here of Bal Yeroa or Shem Yavel Achlai. Rashi says the case is that you did do bittul, we'll have to work it out, but it costs money. It costs money to hire a chaver. No, a chaver. It's a snake charmer. Chaver doesn't mean chaver from yesterday's shiur. Yesterday's shiur chaver meant not an amaretz. This guy maybe is an amaretz, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there's both kinds. But this is a chaver of. Now he costs. They cost money. I was about to say a lot of money. That might be the teretz to the kasha. But toys, that's the kasha. Rabbi Kveger's been saying. Frek, toys this. The Gemara says, do you have to be matriach to spend money to hire the snake charmer to get the chametz out? Either because of Shem Yavi Lachlu or Val Yerol. We'll see when we do the sugya there. It's a takeoff of Kikar B'Shmei Kair. It's the next one, Ayin Shom. Sorry for doing that to you. But toys says, this is Rabbi Kveger's been saying. The Mamona, that's Rabbana Perish Hachadaf, the Shem Yoytzienu, or Yoychlenu. Abel Hecha, the Ika Chametz. Omar Le'el, the Nichele, the Inish Lameb, the Mitzvah, the Mamona. How could the Gemara be Mesupik if you have to spend money on the Nachash? What do you mean? The Gemara said before, Nichalel and Islam Evan Mitzvah Moine, meaning, and therefore by Nachash also, if Adadin should be, you do have to spend the money. Frek Tois, emphatoises, if I'm. Shema Yoitzi Enu or Yechlenu, who's going to eat it? The Nachash. Meaning, in the case of the Nachash, it's not Vada, it's only Suffolk. It's a possibility that the Nachash will remove it from the house or I'll come eat it. And then it won't be a problem. On a suffix, a person is not nichalel in nishmat, but on a vada, yeah, here it's vada. The sofer showed up, yeah, it's also vada that the masker promised him, but it's vada. Now, that's Toysus Teretz, and that's what Rikveg has been saying, but there are a lot of other truths into this kasha that we're showing to bring. There's a sefer Amanoich, he says, first of all, there's Hefsid Meruba. This nachash thing has cost a lot of money. And I said, between the fine line of how much you're willing to spend, it's a lot of money. You know, I actually saw it. Let's say, I don't know how it works out, but the people that you're hiring to do the bedikah cost more than the whole rental. A kasha might have that worked out. Right. So again, another teretz is that nachash is more expensive. Again, how much? I don't know, but like meaning there's a limit to how much nichalei linish pashit in money wise. How much money? Another teretz. A meiridik teretz. In the kikar b'fi nachash guy, this guy already did b'dikas chametz. He either did b'dikas chametz with his body, or he did b'dikas chametz because he paid for b'dikas chametz. So he's already past that. He already did that. Now you want him to pay more money. Surprise, hidden fees. That is not happy about. Here, the Soicher, front center, he doesn't have another house. This is the place where he is to pay some. He said yes, but the other guy's in the other house. Here, the Soicher is showing up now. Okay, he rather was told he's not going to have to do Bedika.
He already paid it in the rental.
It was Nichol in the rental. Also, he's upset because he Taka did a Bedika on Leil Yud Beis before he left the other house. But, good horror. One second. Yep. It could be. But one second. But again, in this case, again, the Knetz by Nochash is why you're not so happy. Why is the Gemara Mesupik? Maybe you're not so happy to pay because you already did a Bedika. Also, there's another Knetz. In our case, you could do the Bedika with your own body. You could be Matriach. The Olam is not knowing like that in that city. But it's something you could have done. Then you will need to pay money. But keep Nochash, you have no choice. You have to charge the Nochash Chaver, and that, then there's more reason you don't want to do it. Now, there's another terrorist, this Tysus Amaritic idea. Do you know that the Ramah brings, I mentioned it already, it was a little confusing and choppy, I want to go back to that Nakuda. There is a Shita in the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, and it depends what the scenario was in the Upmach in the beginning, where yes, you have to put down the money to pay for the Bedika, but then you get it refunded back. If you learn like that, then Stamazai Tysus doesn't have a Kasha. By Kikar B'Pinochash, you have to spend, the guy doesn't give you the money back. You're paying him to get the Chametz out of the Pinochash. Mashenkin and our sugya, it's nichel el inish lemev and mitzvah money. He's only to put down the money temporarily. So either it's a raya that Tosfos holds, you don't get the money back, or a kaponim, it's a raya that Tosfos holds in some of the cases. Tosfos is zetzing on the sugya in those cases when you don't get the money back. Now there's another yediyah. There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Chav Tes. I put it also in the Marma Koymas. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says you lent someone your talis. You're a nice guy, right? Still on the fine line of a nice guy. You lent someone your talis. Now, the guy, can the shoyo lend the talus to another guy? Now, if a lot of people are going to be using it, it's taking advantage, that's already wear and tear. And the Gemara says, a whole shaka batari, and it's talking about a talus or a sefer, various things over there. But the point is, the Gemara says, the guy that's mashal one thing to the next guy. So the Gemara says, I would think, nichalel inish lev mitzvah b'mamoyneh, kamash malon, that not. Kamash malon, no, a guy's not happy about that. He doesn't want to, it's not a hefker belt, just take advantage of him. Frek, the Rishonim, we born in the Marma Koimis, the Mordcha in Baba Metzia asked the Kasha, the Magen Avraham alludes to the Kasha here also possibly, and various other, I'm going to speak out a few towards them again, I want to get the Kasha front center. In Psochem Daf Dalit, a steer from Psochem Daf Dalit to Baba Metzia Chavtes. In Psochem Daf Dalit, what does it say? A guy who was not expecting this, hey, he was not expecting this, he was told it's going to be a Bedik, everything's going to be fine, and he shows up and suddenly lands on him, he has to do a Bedik. You know, he'd rather be doing something else, he's happy to do it with his money, even if it costs money. And in Baba Metzia it says, you're not happy to have your talis v'chule lent out weiter. So the Mordcha in Baba Metzia answers, in Psachim, you're knowingly doing that. Yes, you showed up, you're very upset, it took you a few minutes, you took a deep breath, and now you're happy to spend the money on the Bedika. Yes, that's what it says in Psachim Daf Dalet. But when you lend your talis to someone, you don't even know about it, and it's like he's going to be lending it on weiter to the next guy, that's something you don't know about. No, the only thing is you're not happy about what, not knowingly having people take advantage of you. That's the Eretz Teretz. Another teretz he says is that, I don't know what he means, I'm quoting, Bedikas chametz ika tircha gomer umeshabet nafshe. If someone has pshat, let me know, that's the lashon of the mur.
He's exerting the sweat to do the mitzvah. And but he had a guy using his talus.
I he's not sweating because fakir, he's paying money to someone else. He's going on the case when you're paying money, meaning, but it's something that the etzem you should have been doing. It's mutla on you. Okay, fine. The Meiri says, another teretz he says that this hefsid meruba, over there it's going to cause more damage. The Magen Avraham, I think, is alluding to this Gemara that he says, over there, the money loss is later. The money loss is afterwards. There's going to be wear and tear afterwards, and then it's going to change. Another teretz, the Chok Yaakov says, in Psachim, it's b'di'evet. Hey, you're not happy. You weren't expecting this. Fakir, he was supposed to do the bedika. But this is the situation, and okay, with a krechts, and now you're willing to pay. But that lechatchila, you should lend out the talus. Who says you should lend out the talus? Lechatchila, you're not famous. Gonna do it. That's another chilek. Another interesting chilek is the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Tzitzis. He brings down Kepashtas, the Gemara's mashma, that svarim, you're not allowed to lend out, and a talus yet. He says nowadays it's switched both ways. Svarim, it's easier to be printed and there's less of a problem of wear and tear. People are happy to lend out their svarim. In those days, it was different because the svarim were very expensive. I get that. That's the difference because nowadays the svarim are cheaper. But I don't get the other half. He says it's also the other half. The talus, you're not happy to lend it out because of the sweat. I don't know why that didn't happen before. What? I didn't get it. But for svarim, it works out that way. Now, there's a gebaldike chasam sofer. It goes like this. We're wrapping up the sugyas of maskir v'soicher. And of course, tomorrow, we're not finished, but I'm announcing that tomorrow we're going back to Toshis Dibur HaMaslo Midoi Raisa, because as we know, in the Sugyat Cheskasi Bavit, the Gemara in passing had said, the reason why you believe the Eved Mishiva Katan is because really B'dik is only the Rabbanan, because Midoi Raisa Bittul is enough. And we froze that statement, and we said we're going to get back to it. We'll get back to it tomorrow. That what is the Makar that the Gemara clearly says that Bittul is a Doi Raisa, and we're going to get back to that. But the entire sugya, side the original sugya of Maskir V'Seicher, which Bechlal opened up Musagim and Yesoidus that we needed, we went back and asked, who Bechlal has the Doiraisa Dikabal Yiroh in a situation of Maskir V'Seicher? And Kiyadu, we had four Shitas, the Maskir, the Seicher, both and neither. Then we started getting involved in who would you assume does the Bedika. Then we got involved in whether you can trust about the Bedika, and finally the Gabi the Mekach Tois. The Chasam Seicher wants to say something interesting. When the Gemara declared originally Cheskasei Baduk, the Gemara said that l'maynaf gemina l'shayle, that even if you're allowed to rely on a chazaka, why easily rely on a chazaka? Wouldn't it be preferable to ask? And the Gemara said, you're right, it is preferable to ask. The case is he's not around. And we opened up a shir from Rav Asher Weiss about 14 other places in Shas, also about an array of options. When there's a chazaka, when do you say this chazaka is way high and therefore you don't even have to ask? And when it's not that. And we quoted the Ritva that Afanart says that there's a steer about this. There are some places when we rely on a chazaka, in Shchita, in Sakin, in Trefis, in various places, where we rely on a chazaka, and you don't have to be Mavar. And there are other places where we say you do have to be Mavar. I'm getting to the Chasam Sofer now. Specifically, the Gavi Bedikas Chametz. The Mashmois of the Gemara on Amid Aleph was that you are not allowed to rely on a Chazaka just smooth. Faker, if he's around, Lishaile, you're Mechuyev to ask him. The Gemara had a Zetzanayim in the case that he's not around. So I know that the Bach says that that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara just means, like, what's the Nafkamina? Just ask. You can, not that you have to. But assumingly, not like the Bach, that the Gemara says you do have to ask. Do we paskin that you do have to ask? We said it's a machlokes Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam doesn't bring down that you have to ask, only Shulchan Aruch. So I'm prepping now for the Chasam Sofer. We said already a mahalach that is a mapech in the sugya. And here, get ready, because I'm going to tell you the Chasam Sofer also has a mahalach that is a mapech in the sugya. A lot of times in the Derech Halima, there's something seemingly on a detail causes a trigger that is a mapech in the sugya. The Daila Maven. What did we say before the Chasam Sofer? We said that something happens when you turn to the Amid Beis. Yes, the Gemara on Amid Aleph was clarifying. Do you assume he did, or do you assume he didn't? Do you assume he did, do you assume he didn't? Ask him. On Amid Beis, this is before the Chasam Sofer. On Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Mamash on the top of the Amid, HaKol Chaverim Eitzel Badika. Whereas we know that when someone's a Chaver, we do trust him for Taris, for Zroyim, for... By Badika's Chametz, everyone's a Chaver. And a Chaver, what's his? A Chaver of Adi you trust. And I heard a kasha from a Talmud Chacham. There's a thing called Eishes Chaver. So how come you don't trust an Eishes Chaver by Bedikas Chametz? It said Atzlonis, but Eishes Chaver. You said it should be. And I call Chaver based on Bedikas Chametz. A kasha to think about.
What? Chaver or an Isha? What's Yishim or Bechlav?
Oh, and that's like these Yishim Tassi with Katan and Katana. Okay. It's good. It's a new Metzias of Eishes Chaver. This is your fault. When the Rugged Shepherd was Nifter, I'm going to get to the Chasam Sofer. When the Rugged Shepherd was Nifter, there was a cloud all over in Europe that Rabbonim, if they were Nifter, the Almona got the salary that they got, 2/3. It was a Zamusik that the Almona continued getting 2/3 of the salary. And they came to a Din Torah because the Rugged Shepherd wasn't Stam Rav. The Rugged Shepherd was Rashke Bahad. And his salary was more than what a standard Rav in Russia got. And she was Tevea, 2/3 of his salary. And the Parnos Yair said, no, 2/3 of a standard Misra of a Rav. And the Psak was, I forgot who it went to, could be by Reb Chaim Moiser, the Psak was, Eishes Chover, Chover. Eishes Rashke Behag, Kerashke Behag. Because if you understand, the Yisoid of Eishes Chover is that, yeah, it's the Schus of his Torah. It's Baba Mida. It's Gefida Darga. So there's a shayla if you have to stand up for an Isha Chachama Bechlal. If she is a Chacham, and I once asked Rav Usher, we're going to get to the Chasam Sofer, I once asked Rav Usher, Naniach, if you have to stand up for an Isha Chachama, you have to stand up for the husband of an Isha Chachama. So he said, obviously he's not a Chaver. He said, Eches Dochanam Ha'oretz. Now again, the Eishes Chaver, who doesn't know, it doesn't make a difference, she's Eishes Chaver. Oh, but the Baal of the Isha Chachama. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara said that Hakol Chaverim, so we said already in Mahalach, that in that line is a Mapecha. Because in that line something changed. In that line, we're saying it's not just, oh, do you assume he did it? Do you assume he not? Or better ask. No, Hakol Chaverin, the Darg of Chaver is such a chazaka. It's such a stark chazaka. Ain't Sarach Chavara. We said that. The Chasam Sofer wants to say a different shot. That at a different stage in the sugya, something happened that we're going to make a ma'apecha and say, you don't have to ask if he did the bedika. For sure he did. Where? All the way at the end of the sugya. The Gemara said that when the Seicher, get this, the Seicher shows up, Erev Pesach, Yedalah, Yedgimel, Chalamoyed in your case, and gets the shock of his life that there wasn't a bedika. What does the Gemara say? What's his attitude? Nichalei l'inish. Why? Why? Is it a vart dafka by bedikas chametz? Or bechlal, people are happy about mitzvahs. The Chasam Sofer says, and maybe this answers the Mordechai's kasha also, this is for bedikas chametz. People are happy about doing bedikas chametz. Says the Chasam Sofer, so then it's not only the Sofer. In this case, the Maska was the idiot, yeah. And he didn't do it, and he promised you, or he made it tonight, and you showed up, and now you're going to do it. But says the Chasam Sofer, if the Maskana it says, that the Sofer is happy to do the Bedika, And in this case, yes, the masker was not beseder, but it's a loka sure. B'derech klal avada that's megala, that a masker also. You're avada allowed to assume the masker, and you don't even have to ask him, even if he is in the city. Because there's a mapech in the sugya. Now we see that people's attitude to bedika, and the Chassam Sefer adds, that's why the riff was mashmit the sugya. The riff was mashmit the whole shayla of cheskasei bodek. Get this, the riff was mashmit the whole shayla of cheskasei bodek. Why? He should give coverage on it. Let him bring down whether we assume a masker does a bedika. Says the Chassam Sefer, he doesn't have to. If the riff paskin that a sefer is happy to do a bedika when the masker doesn't, so avad, you can infer from that a masker in a regular case when he's the Yishmaka guy, avad does a bedika, and that's another connection that it's a mapech in the sugya. Nichalei le'inish le'mevid mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Side the soicher, side the masker. I'm sorry, today I was not, no, I wasn't prepared for shiur today.
So
good. No, I wasn't, usually I'm more myself.
Chazaka with Rebbe's assumption. Why is Rebbe asking, is the assumption that Chazaka discusses his body better? Where is the better when a guy promises you I'm going to do it? That's also an assumption.
100%. That's just like Chazaka. No, this level.
No, it's not assumption. You're assuming.
You're right. Avada, but that's not Mr. Ritva. There's different levels. In assumption, you can use the word assumption, it could be a shit, you call it Chazaka. Either way, there's levels in it.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
There's levels. So it lies levels.
The shadow is which one's better.
I can hear svaras both ways.
So